You are going to listen to someone talking about learning apps. Listen and answer the questions.
Well, tell us what apps we should be downloading.
There are an awful lot of apps on the market at the moment, covering every subject imaginable. Some are paid for and some are free. However, the free apps are rarely as effective as the paid apps, but there are a couple of exceptions which I think are really invaluable educational tools. These are Dictable and Soundwave. Dictable is an app that lets you search for words and gives you meanings, pronunciations, synonyms. Soundwave is an app that lets you create music. It's for younger children, and once they make music on the app, they can then see the notes they've played. This is quite useful in developing music reading skills. Another app which is paid for but well worth the money is MathWord. This is an app for university students, which writes equations from verbal input. I think it costs about $6.99, but for people studying maths, it can save a lot of time, usually spent formatting these kinds of things. The app is also user-friendly. You could even give it to your grandmother to use. Another paid-for app that is invaluable is Bodies. This is an app which children can use to learn about parts of the body. It's got a great design and gives useful information, not just about what parts of the body do, but basic health too. I'd recommend this for 7 to 10-year-olds particularly.
Very useful. Do you think the educational app market is still growing?
Absolutely. The number of educational apps on the market is almost doubling year on year. But not all topics are equally catered for. Most apps are based around maths or English. In fact, the choice can be quite bewildering for these categories. But there isn't a lot for subjects which require more creativity. For those who, for example, are interested in design, there's not a lot of choice. It might be worth developers looking into this, as the competition is not fierce. The same can be said of music. Although Soundwave is a great app, it's really only one of a handful in this area. People still have to hit the books to learn about it, which seems strange in such a forward-thinking industry. I mean, so much music is now made with technology. I do think, though, this is likely to change. We'll see more apps in all areas in future. And I think they'll be of better quality as consumers become more demanding.